In May 2013, a semi-truck carrying an oversized load whacked into the trusses on the Interstate 5 bridge over the Skagit River near Mount Vernon. That collision sent the bridge and the people on it into the river, snarled I-5 traffic through Skagit County that night and for a month after. Since that accident, federal investigators from the National Transportation Safety Board have been investigating. Today, the agency released some 2,000 pages of documents online. The full report comes out next month. Mike Lindblom is a Seattle Times transportation reporter. And Mike, you've been poring over these 2,000 pages. What is the biggest lesson that we're going to get from what they've put online?
Well, mostly what they've posted today reinforces previous statements that the NTSB has released. This truck driver with the oversized load is 15 feet 9 inches high. And that can clear the Skagit Bridge if the truck driver is over to the left a ways. The bridge had curved cross beams so that the right side was only about 14.8 at the very far right over the shoulder. So this truck driver felt squeezed by another truck that was passing it. Some of the new things in the file, or things that I wasn't aware of or as conscious of, the investigators from Washington State Patrol do believe that another truck carrying bottled water passed William Scott's truck at the exact moment they entered the bridge. So when Scott says he felt squeezed, he indeed was squeezed in a sense. And in fact, the investigators think that the two trucks sideswiped each other.
Really?
They photographed some blue streaks on the bottled water truck that they believe were transfer marks from the blue well casing that hit the bridge. There's another witness account that said that the truck seemed to have moved a bit. It had gone, you know, off center after hitting some cross beams. But the trucker who had the refrigeration truck with the bottled water denied in interviews with State Patrol that he felt any kind of crash or accident. In fact, he didn't contact authorities right away after the collision. The State Patrol found him several weeks later making another truck run through Skagit County and then stopped and measured the truck, the bottled water truck, and then they interviewed the driver after that.
Well, one last question has to do with something that you just posted about a half hour ago. There's a lead car. There was a woman in that lead car who was leading this truck, and there's some new information about her role in all of this.
Right. It's been previously public knowledge that she was on a hands-free cell phone talking to her husband when this occurred. The documents today show that conversation went for 6 minutes, and that the conversation was still underway at the moment the pilot car crossed the Skagit Bridge. Whether this caused or contributed to the crash is something the NTSB will likely comment on in a few weeks. The truck driver who had the high load didn't see the pilot pole hit anything. The pilot pole wasn't shaking violently like it would if it actually hit a beam. However, there is a witness account that claimed or contended that the pole hit four or five of the cross beams. So that's something for the professional investigators to sort through.
And when will the final report be published?
I was told late this summer or a few weeks from now. They don't have a date. It will be presented in a public session to the National Transportation Safety Board in Washington, D.C. That will be webcast, and I imagine that I'll be watching it, and maybe we'll either post excerpts or try to stream it at SeattleTimes.com.
Well, we'll be reading your reporting as well. Mike Lindblom, transportation reporter for the Seattle Times, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Marcy.
It's The Record from KUOW.